ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amir Aleph. Amir Yehuda Amir Rav Lo'ilam Al Yavi Adam Atzmo L'Dei Nisayin Sheidog Yisol Hivi Atzmo L'Dei Nisayin V'Nichshal. As what's the kavon of Mevi Atzmo L'Dei Nisayin? As the kavon is Al Derech David, and David felt that he was on a madrega, he was able to be Ayved b'Nisayin, as a Mela, he was Beduach b'Sit Kasay, and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me a Nisayin. And Afilu, and Agam, David was right. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Dalet says, he was a Chosid Gadol, Navad Sidke, saying Maladaber. But Afilu Hachi, when he had a Nisayin, he was Neifel. As Mikan Loimdim L'Kol Bnei Adam, not to be maybe himself the matzav shal nesayim. Now, kimuvan, a normal person is not going to daven to Hashem like David for nesayim. But it means that if we see a matzav of nesayim, something that we know is a nesayim for us, don't do it and say, I'm not going to be affected. Because just like David thought he wouldn't be affected, and he was affected, as we have to be careful also. And b'day mila David, we find by Shleima, that he was Ma'abin Hashem, and he thought, Kefich Goydul Chichmasai, Vesit Kasai, they won't be Mashpia love. Bemes, it's Mashma, he was right, because the only reason they were Mashpia is the Yud of Lo Yarba went up to Shamayim. It's Kachigal love that he's being Mavatal, the Lashon of the Torah, as Hashem said, we're not going to be Mavatal, the Lashon of the Torah, Klum, no one could be Mavatal, no person. Vemela his nashim wehitu levavam. Mashma on them, Hitaka was right. Mafilu hachi, if the Torah says there's a siyog, you have to be shame of the siyogim of the Torah. We can't be smarter than the Torah and maybe ourselves to a matzav lidei chet. As it's daimed to the side of David, just a little bit different. In Shlomo's case, there was a siyog of the Torah and he thought he didn't need the siyog. And David brought himself to a matzav of Nisayin and he thought he would be okay. We learn now from here, the dogma, and men that speak, they look at women, they misyachid with women, and they say, Liza lo yeshpia. As koidim called their pamim when it's mamish a chet. And even when it's not a chet, but you're putting yourself into a matzav of Nisayin. And people don't realize the gadol koyach ha-mashicha shel ha-yetzer. Sure, before you're starting, you don't feel a mashicha. You don't think it'll happen to you. But this is gadol koyach ha-yetzer. He's not an easy customer. He's a malach, a very strong malach. A person has to be gibe kari to be able to be misgaber. And that's the limud of the Gemara. Another dogma is people buy for themselves a smartphone, different kinds of smartphone, and he says, me, it's not going to be mashpia. Kol kach, how many people? Men, women, ein l'taya ve'ein l'shaya, they said, nah, I don't have a yetzahara, it's not going to be mashpia than me. The ma'isa, they were yoyed ad adyuta tichtiana. Some of them stayed from, and they were just over on Maris Esuris, and some of them, chas v'chalila, caused pirud abotim, Chosvenis and Shalom Bayis. And even not only the watching things you shouldn't be watching, it causes people should text to people they shouldn't be texting to and get to know new friends that they would never have sheikhs to. Because even if you have a shmira that you shouldn't be able to watch what you shouldn't watch. But you could get a hold of people, Anashim Dulay Mali, through that machine, and you could start speaking to them, develop relationships. How many marriages were destroyed from relationships that were created, and those relationships didn't last? I mean, if they would last, they're not so good, but Koshkin when they don't last. And that's the people saying, nah, I'm going to get it. It's not going to bother me. Look, I know so many friends that have it, and they're just fine. I'm going to be fine too. Das is the answer. Say, Yetzer. A person has to be very, very careful. So it's a bacher that came to the Lev Eliyahu, and he said he's going to a chasana. And the Lev Eliyahu was aware that this chasana was in a place which is not a from place. As Lev Eliyahu said, how could you go to a chasana there? Don't you realize the women are not properly dressed? As the Bacha said, you don't have to worry. It's not going to be much bigger than me. I was brought up this way. I'm used to seeing them. As the Lev Eliyahu got up and he shried, he said, he's over 90 and one eye is blind. And when he looks, it's an assign for every man as a human being. He's Basar V'dam, and you're a Bacha, and you're Bacha Sheyaron, and you're saying it. Don't have an assign, nothing happens. You lost your sensitivity. You don't realize how much it affects you. So that's the problem. We lost our sensitivity to a lot of things, but it's kedai to be shomer aleihem, and to be shomer atzmeinu from matzavim of nisayin. And everyone knows his matzav of nisayin. One example was a smartphone. Another example, there could be people in shul talk about terrible things. Number one, they're talking in Daven. Number two, they're talking about terrible things. Stay away from them. Go away from a makam nesayin. Why put yourself in a makam nesayin? Why sit next to them? Sit on the other side of the Beis Medrash. Don't go near them. Try to avoid them. By a kiddush, try not to go near them. You know you're going to hear Lashon Hara about everyone in the city from them. Stay away from them. Try to avoid them. Kol Echad knows where his nesayinus are, where his nekudas are. Another example, people get very upset at different things. Everyone knows what kochs them, what causes them to get upset. It's not good. It's not healthy relationships to be upset. As a person should watch himself from his matziv of nisyonis. Titein l'dugma, a man comes home, and after working very hard, he knows if his wife's not going to have supper ready, it's going to be very hard for him. He's going to come. He's going to have to say, oh, you just came home. Okay, let me put something up for you. I just came home from work. I've been working so long. You couldn't have had it ready before. People, they buy snacks before they come home. They eat different things. They tell their wife, you know, today I'm not so hungry. You don't have to walk home starving, that you should put yourself in a matzav of nisayin. Yeah, you have to work it out with bikkur, that you shouldn't feel bad. You can work it out. But when you see a matzav of nisayinus, thus is the limud. A person should try to be a chacham to, before he gets into the matzav of nisayin, to avoid the matzav of nisayin. Like lisma chalatzmai. Another etzah with kas is to keep quiet. So many times you have so much to say, we're so upset. Just be makabel on yourself when you see your kaching. Don't talk, because you know if you're going to talk, you're going to really say things that are going to be very painful. You're going to have charata. You can be eifanoi nas tvarim. It's like, no, I'm having a shver nesayin now in kas. The person next to me is mamish kaching miya. Makabel shtika. So different eitzes and different forms of avodas Hashem. Bein olam l'makom, bein olam l'chaveray. Kol echad kefi mashehu. David was shayel, lama lo yomrim, elokei ha'avos v'lo elokei David. The Teres Chaim is masbeg geshmak pshat. Brings a zoyer in Sefer Truma. Ashar yoyer that David was the regular vii shel ha'merkava. Inyan of the merkava v'Hashem, nine of the avos and David. As the Indian of Merkava Hashem is that the Goyrim Nashua Shechina Khan. They were the Anoshim that were Goyrim Nashua Shechina. As that's the Pirish of Elokei Avram, Al Yirei Avram, it was Nikad Elokus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. As Huadin Al Yirei David, it was Nikad Elokus of Hashem in the world. However, Yesh Lodin Al Zeh, because the Zohar says that the time when David became the Merkava was when Shimon ben Gera was Mekalim, and he didn't answer him back, and he said, Hashem Amala Kalel. And that happened after the Scher Basheva. Unless you'll say he knew Beruach HaKodesh, that he was supposed to be the regular via the Merkava. Yeah, Chiddush. You could say a different pshat. Namasha, there's marich in a different oifin. That David HaMelech was kilu. He started an hagin Klal Yisrael, just like the others. Each Av was Mashpia in Klal Yisrael. Avram is the Amud of Chesed, and it was Mashpia Chesed in Klal Yisrael. Yitzhak, the Amud of Yira. Yaakov, the Amud of Taira. Kilu, each Av brought an akuda into Klal Yisrael of Avodas Hashem. So Adin, David also was a rush to bring into Klal Yisrael and a Gvisar Nakud of Avodas Hashem. As you could say, it has to do with his Chibur of Tehillim, which the whole Klal Yisrael is Spal Tashem al Yadai. That we know the Mid of David is the Mid of Malchus. I knew he was the Melech Yisrael, that was Mamlech Hashem. In that way, he was Doime to the Avis. As Hashem told them that the reason why the Avis had their Madrega Miuchedes is because Shehem Minzuli, I gave them this Yainis, Va'at Loi Minzisli, and I didn't give you an Nisayin. It's Arach Bir. I mean, the whole life is Mali Nisayinis, like the Mesilas Yisharim says in Perikama, that everything in life is a Nisayin. With Frat David, that David HaMelech had such saris and so many yisurim and so many nesayinis. What's the kafana? Loi ha yoloi nesayin. He never had a nesayin before. Avada, you have to say that the kafana is a nesayin miuchedes, meaning there's the nesayinis of kol ha'chayim, and then there's higher level nesayinis that are given to special people. Kederach the pasuk es asher yehev Hashem. I'm sorry, Hashem Sadik Yivchoin. What do you mean, Hashem Sadik Yivchoin? Hashem doesn't give other people Nisyanis. No, there's Miyuchadik and Nisyanis for a Sadik. Because he has special Kaiches. As he could be Oymid on Miyuchadik and Nisyanis. As Kefi the Adam, Hashem is Beichin. I'm referring to Gemara that the godless of the office, meaning a chelik of the godless, that which we say in the Kei Avram, which is the grace of chelik of the godless of theirs, was b'schus that they were amdu bin Zion. The beer is like the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayera, but it says, v'lekim nises Avram, and it says, nes is milashin nes ala sfina, that the nes is the highest part of the sfina, and on your day in the Zion, a person is misraimim, misgadol. That's the reason why Hashem gives nisyanis, that a person should be misgadol. I am the Mesil Shisharim in Perik Rishon, and that's the ikat tachlis shel Adam, to be oimid bin nisayin. That's the gidol shel kol Adam va'adam. That's the way everyone's misgadol. That's the Adam la'amul yula, to be oimid bin nisyanis and be ma'ale, yoyser v'yoyser. Chad Pshat in the Medrash, you could say, is the shame of Yitzchak, is the Yud of Yitzchak, is the shame the Esen Isyanis of Avram. You know, the Bir Bezet, that Bishchus, that Avram was Oymer on his Esen Isyanis, was Nailed Yitzchak. The Kapasik, Bishir Shirim, Shem Ata Kechoyme, if you'll be Oymer in your Isyanis, and you'll hold yourself stark, like a choyma, and imaymer alav tiris chesed, I'll build on you the binyan of Klal Yisrael. The rice, the last Nisayin, was a kedus Yitzhak, which was after Yitzhak was born. but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedeya Sidis, is Nikral Shem, that Avram would be Aymir on all Asar Nesayinus. Because that was the Leda of Klal Yisrael, the whole Leda of Yitzhak. Avram was the Akar of the whole Mahus of Yitzhak. The way he was Nailed Klal Yisrael was his Amid and Nesayinus, his Godless. Rashi, in the beginning of Iyuv, says that Avram was on a bigger madriga than Iyuv, because Iyuv is Nikra a Godol. Above Avram in Yeshua in Perik Yudalit is Nikra Ha'adam Ha'Godol. Hainu Iyuv is just Nikra Adam Godol. Above Avram is Hey Ayidia Ha'adam Hey Ayidia Ha'Godol. Double Hey Ayidia. Why double Hey Ayidia? Mishum Sha'omid B'Yud Nisyanis. Asha'en came. Iyuv was Aymed only by one. As a Mela, the godless of Avram was much, much bigger than the godless of Iyuv. As you see, Klor in Rashi, that the Hagdar of a person, the godless of Adon, is Nimdik Kifi, how much he's Aymed in his sign. As Iyuv was Aymed in one sign, that's his Eish Godel. About Avram, that was Aymed in 10 years, I lost his Ha'adam, Ha'Godel. Me'emes, it's a limud in every Adam Gadol. An Adam Gadol is not only someone that one time had a big Nisayan and he was aiming in it. An Adam Gadol is someone that his whole life he's constantly being aiming in Nisayanis. He's aiming even the big ones when they happen. He's aiming Kolasman ben Nisayan. Thus is Adam Gadol. Every Nisayan waxes more and more and more. There's one more person that was Mavakish in his Sion. Yosef HaTzadik. If you one child in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef said that he wants to be like his father and his grandfather, that they were Misnasa and he was Mavakish in his Sion. And rather Yosef was Misnasa also Beisha, Eishes Poitifera. Yosef was Eibed Ben in Sion Jalai. Bischus that he was Aymir ben Nisayin and he wasn't Choyt, it was Eishes Poitifera, he was Zechel Liyos a Melech in a Uma that was also Pi Choyt that an Eved could be a Melech, and why should they want to be Mamlechim? But Bischus that he was Aymir ben Nisayin, he was Zechel to a Zag Gadlos. Void, the Medrash says that he married Osnas Bas Poitifera. As why did he marry Bedavka Asnas Eishes Bas Poitifera? As the Medrash says that because he didn't want to take Hana v'Isser mi'ima, as whatever Hana he would have gotten from the Ima, he didn't lose. Because not only did he get her Bita, which was much younger and much, much prettier, but if he would have been Mizana with the mother, he would have been Mizana once, a little bit more. Mizehu. And now he got her as a wife. The Bas was married to him. As it's coming to teach us an important lesson, when we're mitkaber on the Yetzer in these areas, as we think we're giving up Hanaz, wow, we could have so much Hanaz, we're giving up on it. Hashem gives everything back to you if you're Aymed ben Nisayin. And not only does Hashem give it back to you, thus is ba'olam hazeh we see. Abzak the medrash ze ba'olam hazeh la'olam haba lachas kama v'kama. Those are just the peirusayim of his ma'isa. Olam haba al achas kama v'kama. Yeah, that's a gevaldik limud that people kilu look at it that kilu if they. They're missing out so much if they don't look at different things, if they don't take Hanaz be'isr. Shetei delecha, a person has a lot of heter that he could be nene from, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make whatever Hanaz you didn't take be'isr, you'll get beheter. Wadin le'idach kisa, if you steal Hanaz be'isr, you lose from your Hanaz beheter. The people who do things they shouldn't, they don't enjoy their wife, they don't look at their wife, they don't care about their wife, they're not interested, it ruins the whole appreciation. Yeah, not just boyfriend TV, but boyfriend schoolie. They're not zeicha to appreciate. The idach gisa, people who are shomer their inayim, as their wife is given a special chayin to them, that they should appreciate, like we had the Gemara before, Isha Yofa, as the Baal is the Simchas HaBaal is Kikeflayim. Yeah, it's not totally on the embassy beauty, it's totally on the Isha's Chain, the Chain that she has, Be'ini Baila. Yeah. This is a Matana from Hashem, the people who are Shemer Deinayim. Hashem gives them Beheter, V'loi Oid, Ze Ba'ilam Hazer, Ba'ilam Habal, Achas Kama V'Kama. Here is Yosef. We see the Gevaldige Darga that he was Zeichet to, that he was Oymen in, the Brachas that he got, and the Brachas that he got for his Shevet. Ayidei Yaakov gave a Bracha, Moshe gave a Bracha, Hakol was Beschus that Amida ben Isayin. Zes Chori Boilam Hazer. We see the Gedol HaSchar of Amida ben Sionis. You have a doimer with Rabbi Kiva, that to this Rafis HaRasha wanted to be Mashal Rabbi Kiva. He hated him because Rabbi Kiva always outsmarted him. As he told his wife that she should be Mashal Rabbi Kiva, she went to be Mashal Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Ra, Sochak Ubacha, the famous Gemara. Why was he Zachak, because he saw that he would marry her afterwards. Zashirach. Tell me you should shoot the Shatran. Rabbi Kiva and Ashes turn his rough for Sarosha. Zashirach. Yeah. He had a Nisayan. She went and said she was Isha Yafa B'yaisa. And Rabbi Kiva was Aymed in his Nisayan. He didn't look. As a Mela, he was Zeicha to marry her. Bezuz Charai Ba'ilam Hazar. That we saw by Yosef HaTzadik. I want to make Hadgasha that the Torah's Chaim is maybe that David was Zeicha to be the regular Ravi to Merkava. He reaches that Spitz Darga in Ruchnias. How did he get to the Spitz Darga in Ruchnias? As was Ayyadei Nisayan. The Zayir brings down the Mishash Shimi ben Gera killed David. As Avishai said that he wants to go take off his head, and David said, "Loi laharigai soish Hashem amalai kalel." Ma'aseis man that he said Hashem amalai kalel. Zochaliyis a regular vi b'merkava. As this was an assignment in Bein Adam lechaveiroi. As you see. The Goydel Madrega that a person zeichet to when he's aimed on the Sayin and bin Adam lechaveira, v'loy naikmem in misha mitzara. How many times do people say things, terrible things to us? We could say something back. But if a person is quiet and he says, Hakol me Hashem, as Zeicha to Dargis Nifloy, Zeicha was David was Zeicha to Dargis Nifloy, regular Vishalam Akava Bishusta. Thus is the Gewaldige Hamloch of Hashem in Bein Adam Lechaveiro to realize that whatever goes on is coming from Hashem. Hashem was Menaseh David in the Dvar Erva. We saw also David, Yosef, when they asked for Nisayin, Hashem gave them a Nisayin in the Dvar Erva. As Rayim, Kama Gvura Tzarech Lizgaber Ben Yonim Elu. The Mishnah says that Gezel and Arayis, Nafsha Shalodom Misavon, Umacham Dosam, the Mishnah Seif Makis. As the Mishnah Grada says, the Schar Godel a person will get when he's aimed on the Nisayin because it's a Shver Nisayin. By David, you just want to be madgish that his nisayin wasn't stam bria sa'isha. The nisayin was he shot the arrow when she was in the middle of taking a bath and it took off the top that he was able to see her without gadim. I know he saw a ruma. He had a mamish, a ri of a dvar erfa. How are you going to get David to see a dvar erfa? I mean, David would never look. He's with Sadiq. As the Sutton had to make a ganze patent that he should knock off the top when she's being reichitz kedei that he should see. But you see, koidul hanisayin of a ri of a dvar erfa, meaning when you see mamish and isha aruma, says ayim v'nayra, the taiva that it's ma'ayra on a person. By Bnei Smayav, it says Shapagu ben Kla Yisrael Arumais. That was the way they were magbear the taifa. So Kama person Tzarech Lizar when he knows that women are not dressed properly, Mamish Arim, but Kimat Arim, a Kama person has to be so careful in these matzavim that he shouldn't be machnis himself into such nisyanis. The Arachayim in Parshas Achrei Mois in Perik Yud Ches Pasuk Beis. I know in the beginning of the Parsha of Arayis, says Yisoid Gadol by Yetzed Arayis. He says by all mitzvahs, a person could be mat himself lishmar atzmai. He has a koyach to be mitkaber. She says Zulas Arayis, given Janasha Shalada Mechamdasar. It's Maanisim Aleihem. The only aids you have is to be marchik shtei dvarim min ha'adam. Aleph, laharchik miriyas ayin, because once you see the yetzer is bayer. And number two, laharchik milachshabem. When you think about it, when you think about something, isha, because that's also ma'ayir ba'ifin, very chazak. So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei Aleph, a ma'isa sharav amrim chasida, that he was paid the shvuim, and he put them in his aliyah, and he took away the darga, because he wanted to watch himself, that he shouldn't be choyte. One of the women walked by, and she was me'ira b'yeser, her beauty shined, and she was over derech, and he saw derech daruba, the beauty. As kivan jirah, he saw neitel darga, de lo yochol be'asara lagbiya. He lifted up stairs, that it took 10 people to lift it. He was a zokin at that time. Mehevi l'sham. And he started climbing. When he got to the halfway through, he caught himself. And he started to scream, there's an ace in his house, there's an ace in his house. As all the chachamim and all those talmidim came, and they saw their Rebbe was halfway up the steps to go up. As they chap, what happened? As they say, Biyashtei Sanu, we're embarrassed. Look, you're such a chassid, you're such a tzaddik, and look where you were heading. As he told them, Mutav Shei Busha Kan, then he should have Busha Lasid Lavai. And then he wanted to show them something. He turned to his Yetzahara, and he said something that caused the Yetzahara to come out, and it came out by Muda Denura. As Kodim Kol, you see, that was why he said that there's a fire here, because when a person sees a isha, it's pushed a burning fire inside, literally. It's a koyach that burns, that he has to do it. That's why he told him Nura Babayas. He was married them that kilo biyashto isi isha teid lachon, snishkin pushed a zach, it's a big yetzer. The Alka Chimayni, Parshas Vayichi, the Aruch Hayim brings another raya from a story in the Yalkut Shemayni, Parshas Vayichi, in Perek Mem Tes, Posik Chav Beis, it's going on the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik. That Ramasya, that he was Zeicher so much because he was Loi Mestakel. As it brings the story of another person that was Loi Mestakel. It brings the story of Ramasya ben Cheresh, that he was Loi Mestakel B'Yisha Miyamov. As a meilus panim with daimin lechalma ulamalchei asharis, and the yetzara was mekanois like such a hecher madrega. As he asked Hashem, Hashem gave him a chance to do an nisayin. He was mislabish as a isha shloih yoyafik kemais ami mais tuva nama. The daramabo. And he came, and while he was in the middle of the Beis Medrash, she appeared in front of him. As he looked away from her, she went where he was looking. As he looked to the other side, she went there. Until he called one of his Talmidim, and he said, to be Misameh Zeinayim. As his Talmud was Misameh Zeinayim, the Yetzer Hara got such a shackle. Afterwards, Hashem said he'd be Marpim. He said, he'll only be Makabel to have the Refuah if Hashem says he won't be Menasim like that. But again, as the Yerachayim says, that what was the problem? Just look and not do that Veira. As he says, you see over here, Godol Koyach Ariya, how much it's mashpi on a person. That the only way he was convinced that he wouldn't be mitgaber on him the Yetzer is if he didn't look. But those are the two rayas that he brings. Then at the end of the shtickle, he brings the Godol HaSakana from this Maisa with David. Now we see when Hashem was Menasim with Ariya, he saw Ariya Asura. It caused him to be Chayte. Oidopam. How careful we have to be with Nashim Sheina Mislubeshes Kiroi. How careful you have to be from Shmir Seinayim, from everyone. But Tzaddik says the Cheder Rishon in the world was Yisrael with Chava when she saw the priest, and it was Taiva Leinayim. He says, that's the Shairish Lakola Chatayim. The Vaivid in Shari Kedusha. He has a sefer in his Hilchas Nid at the end. It's called Shari Kedusha. He writes, "Hareish lekol hagdarim sheyishmer ha'adam es einov mikol ma she'einu shaloi im yishmer ha'adam edov nimsa liboy shamar." And he brings the Yerushalmi that it says on Lo Sasur achrei levavchem vayachrei neichem. It brings the pasuk in Mishlei, "Bnu tnu lipcha ve'ein chali." And Yerushalmi adds, "Im ata noten li einayim v'leib shelcha ani yodea she'ata shali." Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. As from the Ravid, you see that he understood it, that the first Shmir is the Einayim, because once he says, once the Einayim is Shamar, the Lev is Shamar. As he says, the Rosh Lakol HaMishmairis is Lakol HaGdarim to Yishmer Ezeinov Mikol Mashen HaShaloi. Don't look at something that's not yours. It's just going to make you have a taiva for it. The Archaim over there, the Besaif, in the Shtickle, he does add a Knech. He says, even though the Chavetz is Godol and it's Koshel is Gaber, Avlamaisa, it is possible to be Misgaber. And he says, that's why the Pasuk says over there, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk is coming to be Madgish, that a person is a Chilek Alokami Mal, and he has a Koyach Lizgabel Al Ratzin Zeh. That's the Pshat. In the Medrash, Sadikim Libam Moser Biyodam, like we saw with Yerubim, that Yerubim said, "Vayomer Beliba Rishayim Rishus Libam Sadikim Libam Moser Biyodam," that the Koyach to be Niskaber is the Ratzin of the Neshama, the Chelik Eloi Kami Mal. But it's not easy. It's very, very hard to be Niskaber. But you see Yosef, and he also brings in the Hemshech Kol Dor Mitzrayim. They were able to be mitgaber. This is a limud l'didan. Gemara then continues that David, kedei that he shouldn't be choite, he thought that if he would be together with his wives by day, as he would be masbir himself from this taiva, as then it would be easy for him that he shouldn't be nichshal in the iser of arayis. And the Gemara says, nis'almu mimenu alocha, that it's the opposite. Masbiyoi, if a person is nimshach in these inyanim, he has a lot of tashmish rave. As the more he has, the more hungry he is for it. Marevoi, but if he controls himself and he doesn't do it so much, sova, then it's sova. As this Gemara is a gvaldige gilui in koiches bnei adam, that people don't realize that the more you have it, the more it's ma'ir the taiva for it. Not the other way. Okay, I want to be kavish my yetzer, so I'll go ahead and then forget. The more you do, the more you have taiva for it. Ba'oid, it's even worse than that. The Ramban in the Pasuk, in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the Pasuk says, Laman Svois HaRava Sasmeya. Because what does it mean? He brings his Gemara, and his Masbil, that Masbiyeyu Rave, there's certain things that the Teva of a person is his Moyas from, Mishkev Zohar, Mishkev Behema. We could add to the Ramban, Mishkev Tinoikim. It's certain things that the Teva is a Teva. So where do people come to want to be over on it? He says, because being that Masbiyeyu Rav, as when a person is Nimshach Kolkach Achataiva, as even what a normal person wouldn't want, and it would be a te'eva to the person, but because he's so nimshach achar taiva, he starts having taiva for all these mishone de gezachen. That's the soid of Elul, the mishkev zachoniks, and the behemadiks, the other pgamim gdelim, that they were so much into nashim, that the taiva was niskadul kol kach, that they had to go somewhere else to be memala the taiva. Thus is the sakana of being nimshach achar taiva. It's the rivet in that. The sefer Shari Kedusha brings this down as anhagala maisa. That if a person, the eitz of a person, if he wants to not be nimshach in these inyanim, is mar evoy sava, to control himself, not to overindulge. He brings, that's the Gemara later on in Kuv Zayin Amid Beis, when it comes to Yetzer, Isha, you should be small doicha, v'yamin mekarev. As that's the oifin to be machnia, the Yetzer. He then is kaisiv afterwards, that it's not only on Tashmish, that it's never this klal, it's on all Hanos Olam Hazeh. And Mamela, he suggests, Gavaldik Yeitzah, he says, to be machnia the Yeitzah of a person, he says, when it comes to Andas Achila, a person should be makabal on himself, to be mamayit his Andas Achila. That's very interesting the way he writes. He says that whatever little you eat, you should make it good, you should make it taste good, that a person should enjoy his food. Of a person should make a Kabbalah that he shouldn't eat ad kedei Sviya. You know, everyone knows that feeling, like, I'm so full, I can't eat anything more. That's what he's talking about. That stuffing your face until mamish, you can't eat more. Because that's what a person should make a Kabbalah that he shouldn't do. In fact, we saw before, the Sviya is Goyrim Precus Oil. I mean, he comes from a different kippur, and he comes that being that there's a klal of marevu sova, as if you leave yourself a little bit hungry, you don't stop eating when you totally can't eat anymore. You could still be a little bit hungry, but you know you ate enough. You're not going to be, as then you should stop eating. In fact, they say in the diet books that the trick is that people don't realize the body doesn't feel full right away. If you wait 15 minutes, you'll be full from what you eat. But it takes time for the body to register that it's full. That's why sometimes a person, he feels hungry, even though he ate a lot, and he'll eat afterwards and he'll feel overly full because he thought he was still hungry. He really wasn't hungry. He ate enough to fill him up. Just it takes time for the body to register. So that's what they do with these diets. They don't eat fast and fill up right away. Give a break and you'll feel savua type. Das ist auch die Teva, aber du bist ein Boy von Schule, aber Gamzu, you don't have to eat as much as you think in a meal. Koshkin, when you talk about the smorgasbords and the meals, that the woman ki is super sometimes, but when people fill up, but when people eat, this is Gavaldige Eitzah, because we're not telling you not to enjoy your food, not to eat. Eat, enjoy. Just have a limit, have a gedder. And that gedder will help you be machnia, your Yetzer, and be in control of yourself with everything. Yeah. As we'll call it, the Jewish diet.
hang on the diet of Yiddishkeit. That eating with a gevul is machnia the yetzer. It's marevai sava. It puts a person in control of his tivus and lets him live his life the way he really wants to. We have a marach ma'ayd in this, and yanim, this is the sugya, and the rishaynim, the achraynim, boy, kama gracie, you say this, and krisha sa taiva, and krisha sa yetzer, amida bin isayin, the sugya zu. Let's be mamshich. The Gemara says that afterwards, the sayinim of David, dain who's the sayinim, the ones of Makan is godless. As they jumped on this opportunity, wow, David did a chet, as they were makan him all the time for all the cover he got, now they had a chance to be mashpel him, as they used to say to him in the middle of learning, no, what's the din of somebody who's bala eisha sish? David said it hurt him. He said if you would feel him, he wouldn't have any blood in his body anymore. He was so embarrassed. But David answered them with a sharp kite. David answered them that you're coming to be mashbel me, kilu, I'm not such a tzaddik, I did an aveira, kilu, you're better. Shetei lecha, b'mashat mashbel I see in front of everyone, you're doing a much bigger aveira than I did, what you're making fun of me, because I'm a vayish pech aveir, I'm ein loy chelik loy lomam, ba'al eish esesh, yesh loy chelik loy lomam, and David did tshuva. B'mavayish pech aveir, ein loy chelik loy lomam, but you're doing a much bigger aveir, you're doing something worse. This is a limud gadol. There's so many people that get carried away with their kanois, and we have to be mavaza this tzaddik and this talmid chacham. He did a terrible thing, and I can't believe he didn't have to speak about it. And they don't really realize when you're mavaza talmid chacham, ain't lechelik loylam haba. Because what you're doing is 40 times worse than what he did. What's the reason? Why am I vayish pnei chaver berabim ein lechelik loylam haba? As the Pirush Mishnayis at the end of this Mishnah says, he brings the Gemara and he adds another group. He says a koyle chaver bekinui, a miskaved bechloin chaveroi. All of them share the common denominator that he's coming to be mevayish and put down someone else's kavod. Miskaved bechloin chaveroi, he's putting down someone else's kavod to build his. Mavid chelkoi b'olam haba, all these three. Zok the Rambam, the fishlo yasa maisa me'ela ela bal nefesh garua she'ein bo shleimus. It shows that he's not a shalom dika nefesh, he's a nefesh beguma. Ve'einoi ruya b'olam haba. Mavur by Rambam, that the reason why he loses a chelik in olam haba is not mishum the choymer of the chet, but because it's poyim nishmasai and it's goyim that he's ain't a roi. Memes, if you look in the Rambam, in Yad and Chuba Perigimel Alocha Yud Dalit, the Lashon of the Rambam is koydim kol he's minor these averas separately, and explains the reason why he's minor these averas separately from the ones in the Mishnah is because they're averas kalis. But the reason why he's not zeicha toilam haba is because it's because like the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, it's in the Shama Pkuma. Lefi Zeh, it's nearer, that's Pshan in the Rambam in Shuva that says that these in Yonim is only when he's margal by him. Why? Because you can't call a person in Shama Pkuma if one time he does it. It's only called, that's his Mahus if he's ragal by. That's Mara that he's in a Shama Pekuma. Lefi Zeh, you could be Miyashiv. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, Mavayish Bnei Chaveiro in Lechelik Lailam Haba? If you're the Rambam, because the Mishnah only says, Haveiros Chamuris. This is a totally different Indian of in Lechelik Lailam Haba. Lefi Zeh, you would answer the Shail of Tosfos in Saita Dafei, at the Gemara of the Yizmavura, Bal Gaivis in Lechelik Lailam Haba. Aye, why did the Mishnah list it off? Amblefi the Rambam, I'd say the reason why a Baal Gaiv is not Zaycha is also because he's a Nefesh Pguma, he's a Roi to Olam Haba. It's different in the Tzurim of the Mishnah, that the reason why he wasn't Zaycha was because he's because of the Chaymer Achet. And then the Gemara says on the kapara of David, that David wanted Hashem to be Meichel, and the Vadai David did a Ikriya Tshuva, Mamrish, the whole Rabbeinu Yenish Shari Tshuva, Bar, he was Makayim. But Filuhochi Hashem brought the Pasik in Mishle that Shlema said that a person who's over in a very vicious ish, he needs to have Yisurim. As you see how hard it is to get over the chet of the aver of eishes ish. Mamish David had to have sarash l'sheish chadashim stankam in hashkina sanhedrin kol kach harbi yisurim kamatzarach yizar min yonim ha'elu. A small knetch, the Gemara says that Mishlei Shlomo said b'chachmasa yifrek de ber sheva, that I Shlomo said it b'ruach ha'kodesh, why is it chachmasa? When nearly Yashiv, the Gemara in Baba Basa, Daf Yud Beis, says that nowadays Hashem took the Nevuah from the Nevi'im and He gave it to Chachamim. As the Ramban over there in Baba Basa, Yud Beis is Masbir, that it doesn't mean that nowadays Chachamim are Nevi'im. Zog the Ramban, they don't have a Mara, they don't have a Chazayin, they don't dream, and they don't see Nevuah in their dreams. But the Gemara is Machamim to a different Nevuah. The Nevuah b'derech chochma sheyedim ha'emes beruach kachem shebekirbam. The Ritva over there is masbim more. It means shemesigim b'koyach sichlam masha'ein koyach l'seichel l'masig al pi teva. As lefizeh kum techois, ruach kodesh is a chochma. Now Hashem gives them a gavaldige koyach ha'chochma. That's the ruach kodesh shebekirbam. As that was the side of Shlomo HaMelech's chochma too, that Hashem gave him a chochma mi'al kol teva. And be'emes, this is a chachma which is given to kol ha'chachamim throughout kol ha'dayres. That was the site of their chachma, this ruach ha'kodesh. But it's called chachma because it comes from their chachma. In the Gemara, in Kuf Zayin Amar Beis, is the sugya of Gechzi. As Gechzi said that he can't be choyza b'tshuva because he was lamad from Elisha, the choyti, umachti, rabim, ema speaking b'yadu lasas tshuva. Zayin the Gemara in Yuma Pei Zayin, which is Mazbeh. What's the reason why? Because it's ena min aroi, that his talmidim, the one who was garim l'chet, they should be in Gehenim. He should be in Gan Eden. You could have tied it. He did tshuva. They didn't do tshuva. But for if he was going them to be nichshal, it's ena min arai. Chesan de maral and derech chaim in avos perikei mishnah yud ches. Yes, on this time of the Gemara, as why is it only by a rabbim? Even if he caused one person to go to Gehenim, he showed the. You could say one person. It's not ena min aroi. The ma'aseh he did tshuva. The other person didn't do tshuva. When it's so many people, that shine already. It's more of a luxa midas adin. Mashovi is masbe. What's the oifin that it's goyim shaloi lasas tshuva? It's kol ched is bayre amalek makatreg amalek mashchis. And these malachim that are nasa from the ched of a choyti umachti arabim, they come down. And then mabalbal the person, and they make that he shouldn't be able to be choizer b'tshuva. As the Gemara learns out from Gechzi that Elisha was doichim b'shtei yadayim, that a person should be not be doichim b'shtei yadayim. There's a sense that Gemara over here, the Oizuha, the Gemara brings it down, the Yadama also brings it down, that it's also going on Yeshu, Oisa Ish, that Rishua was Doichim Bishtei Yadayim. And what happened is the rest is history. This common nekudas in the Gemara. Let's go nekuda by nekuda. Koidim called the lashon of the Gemara la oilam. Sakdemiri and Saitamem Zayin. It's coming the rabbis la kol adam. Even though the Gemara is going to say later you have to be more careful with the isha and the tinek, but be'emes with kol adam you have to be careful. V'araya Gechzi wasn't an isha and wasn't a tinek. And afilu achi you have to be careful with him. Let's koidim call it's a klal and kol adam. Gemara just says later on, with the Ish and Tinak, you have to be even much more careful. What's the lashon? A person has to be Yamin Makariv Vesmol Doicha. As the Ramah explains, the Yamin is the Yad HaYosef Chazek. And that's coming to say the Darga, the Ava has to be Yosef Chazek. The small, the Tzad of Tchia, that should be weaker. But the Ramah is Madgish, that you need a Tzad small also, or else we'll go out Latar Bisra. A dogma is a Dainio, that David never was Mitzdar, never Mechiach him. He wanted to be the Melech, can I get the Navi? Emes, there's a Medrash, which is a Chodesh Diga Medrash, a Medrash Rab in the beginning of Shmois, that says, what's the reason why Yishmol and Esav were Yotzel Latar Bisra? As everyone would say, because they were bad people. Oh, no, the Medrash says, Mishum Shavram vi Yitzchak lo echiach them. Avram wasn't Mechiach Yishmol, it was his first child. And Yitzchak wasn't Mechiach Esav. Virei Vavosam. As a Medrash, they were Yotzel Latar Bisra. The whole musik of Esav and Yishmol was because there was no small deicha. Yeah. The Masha says the Yamin is Tamid Keneged Chesed. The Tzad Yamin is Midas HaChesed. And the small is Keneged Din. As that's why the Yamin is Makariv Keneged Ava and Chesed. And the small is Deicha. Mikan is a Limud Gadol for a father. And the Gemara says a husband also, a Rebbe. An Anhaga you have to have. You get to be so careful. Two Kilkoilim Goilim came out, Gechsi, and he, the Gemara says that he made the Avodah Zarah of Yeravam, the Golem of Yeravam, he was Mechazik. And Yeshu, that because his rabbi was Deichem Mishde Yodov, he became Hamach Sheila Hagdela, one could say. The Tsarist that Klal Yisrael was Soivel throughout the Deiris from Natsus, torture, the killings. But so why say Yish, that he went off. As we see, at Kama Tsarich Lisar. Now, we just want to be Madgish. Sometimes it could be very, very hard, because sometimes a child is difficult. Many times, the children that are difficult, they're the ones that need the most ava. It's an avodah gdolah, it's not an easy thing. But a person has to have a balance, and doesn't mean you just love them and not. You have to be small deicha also. You have to be meichiach. But there has to be a lot of ava. And he reaches the darga where the gdolah will say, it's not small deicha. I know there's no longer teichacha for whatever reason. That's for the gedolim to say. It's talking about the derech klal, a normal child. There has to be a lot of avo, and there also has to be k'darim. That's the avodah of a parent. Thus is the hatzlacha in chinuch. The children should feel reiv chaim. Frat b'dayrus elu b'dadik b'semeshicha chutz b'yaski ben kam ba'aviv. The person has to be more careful to be married the ava also. You see over from the Chassam Sefer in Parshas VeYikra that he wants the taina chiddush. That which we say you shouldn't be daicha b'shtei yadayim is talking a person that won't be misakin the ruchnis of achirim, but somebody that was already miskalkin ha'oifin. He's being Makalkal Acherim, as then you have to be Daicha Oisai. Famous story with Pavarsky in Panovich, that there was once a Bacher that was caught doing something wrong, and he told the parents that you have to take him out of the yeshiva. As the mother came, and she cried and cried, and he didn't listen. As his wife came out of him, came out afterwards, and says, how can you do that? Your heart's made of steel. The mother was crying to you. Said, when this Isha was crying to me, I pictured all the other mothers that would cry to me if I let this boy stay and he's a Makalkal everyone else and make them go off to Derech. I pictured their tears that they're going to have if I let this boy in Yeshiva. Very, very powerful story. Avada, we want to help everyone, but time he hits a point where Chas v'Chalila is causing gefer l'cha kulkulim, yeah, it's called over tzarech lishal l'rav, l'gadol l'avah. Have to be careful. Elisha, and then he brings the story of Elisha that he healed Naaman, but he didn't want to take schar from Naaman. As the Hezber is he wanted to be a Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush to show that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't from him. But Gehzi went ahead and Gehzi took the money. As when he was Chayzer, Elisha saw, the Gemara says, Sarash Aparach Alav. As over here is a Gevaldiga Limud, that the Ruchnius, when you do a Chet, it causes a Ruchnius to Kapkam, it causes a Ruchnius to Gesaras. And that's already Nasa Bizman Achet. In the olden days, they saw the Saras. Hashem made a nest that a Saras Gashmi should happen. Even Bizman Hazeh, when the Saras Gashmi doesn't happen, but still that Ruch Nizdika Saras is still there for Lashon Hara. Why was he Nenesh B'Saras? As the Gemara Nerech in Tazayin is Mavur, because he was Nishba L'Shakir. Tanitvel Yo says, because he spoke Lashon Hara on Elisha. The Kivun is Elisha said, I'm not taking money. Then he came back and said, Elisha wants the money. Yeah. What was the tshuva of Gehzi? It was the story of the Gehzi v'dalet banim, that they went to the Machne of Aram and they went away and they saw all the money that was there. They first started to take the money. And then they said, Hashem made such a nest, how could we not tell the Yidden? As they went back and they told the Yidden. The Svarim say that was the tikkun of this chet. Why did he take the money from Naaman? Because of his chemdes mamen. Hashem gave him a chance to be misakin the chet to a gvisser extent. Yeah. And he was oimer on the Nesayin, he told them. When Mohad Gosha, the Masha says, a gishmak pshat, in what it says, that the kesef that he was makabel is for the limud of Shmoyne Shratzim, he says, because the limud Taira bets and the schar is in Oivam Haba. But because you went ahead and took that kesef from Naaman that you weren't supposed to get, as that was hukvah to be a schar for the limud of Shmoyne Shratzim. Yeah. I know he did a chet, which was a chet Naira, a chet she, and he was a ein lechelik loilam haba, so he had to get a schar by Oivam Hazeh. As that kesef is the makam the schar that you got for your limud Torah, chaval chaval. You get that schar in Olam Haba. It's worth more than kol kesef, but kol zav sheba olam. That's his patuach. Tif. So that's the gemara of our limud together. Make a person should be mischazik al tamin batzvachad yoy moischa to be shame yourself. You see these big people that they were nichshol. Ma'iras, we always have to be on top of ourselves and try our best and try to grow. And remember, the Siyata Deshvaya is Gvaldik. If we try to do the right way, Hashem will help us. That we should be able to be aimed on honest yainis and grow and vax. Call yourself Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba Shavamich Kulam Sadiqim. We all have the Kayach inside of us to reach, to be Me'elu Shehyeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. But we have to know, we have to be careful, and we have to keep on trying. And if we do, Hashem Yasser, Shakulchem Yiske, Shehelem Chalkechal Olam Haba, Ezes Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.